Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Oh, today is your day. This is a good day to be at this podcast, because I want to talk about one of the most exciting things that I think God's doing right now, because he's opening hidden doors or opportunities and pathways that are visible to everybody else. They're not visible to the crowd, but they're being revealed to people just like you who are leaning in to his voice, who know him. And history is full of these moments, like turning point moments. I love the word turning point because of Charlie Kirk. And we're in a turning point moment right now in the end of this year and all the way to next year. Moments when a breakthrough in one person's life shifted the trajectory of culture, of absolute change. And right now, I believe God's releasing supernatural access to hidden opportunities in technology and politics and business and entertainment and the church in so many areas. He's showing his people things hidden in plain sight. These doorways are right there. They're going to be so obvious. People are going to walk through and go, why didn't someone else think of that? That's amazing. But they're going to be stewarded differently when they're seen through kingdom lenses by kingdom people, which is so important. So we're going to be talking all about hidden doors today. Before we do, make sure to subscribe, hit notifications, hit like, whatever you can do. If you're listening on podcasts or if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, wherever you're watching, make sure to just be with us on the journey. It helps so much. If you like the video right away, the odds are they're going to play it to other people and suggest the videos, which is 70% of how we get spread. And that's why we're being seen by millions of people each month, is because you guys are doing a great job of supporting us and just being here, being present. Also, if this word means something to you and you want prayer, make sure to hashtag my turn and tell us how we're going to be praying for you. And any of the comments, we'll be praying for you. And our team goes through, I personally go through, especially on YouTube, I go through and like comb YouTube and pray. I just really believe with you guys for what you're praying into. And we've seen so much breakthrough. So many of the testimonies that have come through all the different social media platforms of people who just happened to make a comment, who said, I have faith, I'm going to make a comment, I need prayer support. And it worked. The last thing before we start is make sure if you love this content and you believe in this content, sow into it by going to bowlesministries.com, click on give. We can only operate out of the generosity of the donorship as a nonprofit ministry in America because of people like you. And we are so blessed by the partners and the givers that we have. But we're going to be expanding a lot in the new year, and we need help now to be planning that budget. So please consider, we are on a very small shoestring budget. We do so much with so little, many podcasts, many weekly podcasts, so many videos, and it's because of generosity from people just like you that we're reaching millions of people. So thank you so much. And if you could help us right now, it would help so much just as we're coming to the, towards the end of the year. Okay, let's get into this, because I think that the doors that I'm seeing, I kept having this kind of prophetic vision of hidden doors that were opening, like doors on the end of buildings. I don't know if you guys have ever been to like Universal and you're walking past the most boring part of Universal, but if you go through a brick wall, you end up being in Harry Potter land. Now, many of you don't like Harry Potter, that's okay. But it's just so interesting that it's right there in plain sight. But if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know there's another whole part of the park there, you can miss it. And people had missed it the first couple of years of Universal. People were missing going into that whole part of their theme park because it was hidden in plain sight. And I had this kind of picture that there's things, there's avenues and doorways that are hidden from the wrong people, and they're being revealed to the right people right now. Some of you are the right people, and it might be with technology. You know, so many technology breakthroughs are happening in our generation with AI and crypto and biotech. These are tools, you guys, that can enslave us or they can liberate us. That's just reality. And God's giving believers wisdom and for innovation. And I think that there's going to be so much good in the kingdom of God because of people like you who are getting involved in those areas, who are seeing those doors. Some of you might be seeing it from New York or from Silicon Valley. Some of you might be in the middle of Singapore or a small town. You might be in a small town in Winnipeg or something in Canada, and you're just going, wow, I have a technology that God's shown me. And it doesn't matter where you're from, God's choosing the most unlikely, the least likely people, the people who shouldn't emerge unless God's with them, unless God's truly their God, and is showing them doors. And so don't be afraid that you're like a little David with your stones, or that you're like the little guy who says, here, Jesus, you can have my fish and my loaves. It's enough. What you have is enough when God's on it. There's an anointing on it. I think some of you are being anointed for political shifts and leadership and creating lasting change that outlives the news cycle. I mean, I think it's like Daniel in Babylon or Joseph. Joseph was in government. And you think of some people who've been told they have a Joseph anointing. Some of you might have been told that, like you relate to Joseph. You have a Joseph calling on your life or a Daniel calling on your life. part of having a Joseph or a Daniel calling on your life is that God wants to open doors to you that are going to position you in places of influence in society. And there are places you couldn't get to without your relationship with God. And those hidden doors, some of you are going to see those, maybe even paying a price. Maybe you've been like Joseph in the dungeon season, but you're going to see a hidden door that's going to open up. And it's not just for you. It's for all the people that God wants to bring freedom to and bring his grace to in this next season. You know, some of you are getting those doors. You're seeing hidden doors for the church. Some of you are going to restore, like in your area, in your region, a revival movement. Some of you are already doing it. I mean, I've been getting reports from just different people that we don't know, people we do know, who after Charlie Kirk died, their churches grew 20%, 30%, or they start to have mass baptisms. Or I mean, several churches that I've talked to have had mass baptisms. One had 600 people on a Sunday over three services, and they don't do baptisms that often. It's like quarterly, and they just felt to open it up, and people were coming up in their street clothes, getting baptized because they wanted to give their lives to Jesus. This is happening right now, and some of you are going to see a hidden door as you preach the authentic, simple gospel. It's going to bring a door in your community where people are hungry, and we know Gen Z is reading their Bibles like no other generation has in the last modern time. I mean, they're hungry for the Word of God. We're also seeing a move of people going back to church and an uptick in people who are interested in Jesus. And we haven't seen this since, I mean, the church was declining. And all of a sudden in the Western world, we're starting to see an increase of the gospel being spread. And this is going to lead to all kinds of outreach and missions and all kinds of things. And some of you are seeing the doorway to create the next missions movement, to create the next young people movement, to create something with worship that hasn't been done before. And some of you are going to be meeting your community exactly where they are instead of building more walls. And that's going to be so profound as God shows you where there's been a religious wall in your community, how to create a doorway for people to have access to you and for you to have access to what's going on there. So there's no longer a wall between church and culture. Some of you, it's business and economics. You know, it's like God's raising up people and kingdom entrepreneurs to spot the rare resources and solutions that so many people overlook. And I feel like everything we need before Jesus returns to give him his full glory is on the earth. Every healing of disease, every technology that we would need, every form of media, entertainment, everything is seeded into what God has already put here on the earth. And it's a glory of God to conceal something, and it's a glory of kings to seek it out. That's one of the Proverbs I love. And so some of you are on a seeker's journey, like you feel like your eyes are going to open and there's something rare that you're going to explore. And it's true. And sometimes it could be arrogance or narcissism when we think that we're it, or the move of God's going to start and begin and end with us. And I'm not talking about that. That's like, that's people who get into, they're the most important. I think God's putting a humility on people that says we need certain things to happen before Jesus returns. Lord, use me, send me, I'll go. And I think, again, not to mention Charlie Kirk again, but I can't help it, for those of you who are aware of his life, that was one of the themes of his life, is send me, Lord, I'll go. It's one of the big themes in the scripture, send me and I'll go. Well, media and art, some of you are going to be doing, you know, music and film, digital storytelling, all kinds of new creativity on the interweb, the internet, you know, on stuff on virtual reality, augmented reality. And God's giving artists access to platforms that are going to multiply his influence. It's so profound. And I think of how he's raising people up. I was looking at a post from Forrest Frank just today. I was probably done a week ago, but it was just today, where he said, I'm no longer going to go to Grammys or Dove Awards, the shows. And I have nothing against anybody who does, but I just feel like my trophy, if I ever win again, is my trophy's already won at the cross with Jesus. And him saying that actually created something of a, you either take it as arrogance, like, oh, he's so religious, or you could take it as like, he's trying to be so authentic that Jesus is the reward, that Jesus is the reason, the motivation of why we're doing these things, not to get accolades, not to get all kinds of other things. And I think it was a real turning point for a lot of people. And I think that some of the hidden doors we're going to see is just humility that's not been expressed. Like Erica Kirk forgiving her killer or her husband's killer, Forrest Frank, you know, absolutely saying, I'm not going to go to these places and get these awards more because Jesus is my trophy. I think that there's some modern stories that are just really, really profound where God's doing something that's so intense. I think Wonder Studios, you know, they founded by two brothers who wanted to tell God's stories with excellence. And they endured so many hard years and so many projects that, I mean, launched projects in COVID, all kinds of times, but God opened a door for them because he knew what was in their heart and their minds, their heart, and what he put on them, what he anointed them for. And today, they're one of the biggest faith studios in our generation, on Amazon Prime and The House of David season two. And this isn't a plug, but it's just come out like just last Sunday. And it's so profound. It's such a profound series that it became the top streaming series on Prime. Then it topped all streaming series and became number one for I don't know how many weeks. But it's so profound that the world wants to see this kind of content when the world's so fatigued by so much of the cause and preach and intensity of, you know, how politics are always preaching and church is always preaching. So much is always like edutainment and so hard to watch because there's so much agenda in it. And yet the Wonder Development Group, you know, with the Irwin brothers on Prime with the House of David has somehow come above that. And they've seen a hidden door and they went through a door of creativity where they're doing an artistic representation of the life of David. And it's anchoring and weighing with the community who's watching it. It's not just Jewish and Christian people. Probably the majority of people who are watching it are not believers, but it's being told so well. So I think that these are the kind of hidden doors that are going to be opening, is that we're going to see people who get unusual positioning to do unusual things. And some of you are them right now, and you know that. Like, God's pulled you out. We've had words about transition a lot lately. We've had words about God setting you apart. We've had words about going deeper in intimacy with God. And this is, it's all leading to something because God's commissioning and deploying people. And part of how he does it is he shows you avenues and ways to go that not everybody else is going. He shows you hidden doors. And I love Revelation 3, 7 through 8. It says, what Jesus opens, what he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. And this goes back to Isaiah 22 as well, the key of David. And when you think about God's opening doors for you that nobody can shut, nobody can say, you're not good enough for that, or you're not qualified for that. He's going to open things that may be true, but not in God's mind, in man's eyes maybe, but in God's mind, he's bringing you through doors that maybe you're not qualified for. Maybe you're not the best person for. I've seen that throughout Christian history, that it's not always the best, the most eloquent that get raised up, but it's people who sometimes walk with a limp that God uses so profoundly. And what God shuts, and he's shutting some things right now, some stale versions of religion that just don't have expression for our generation, for what he's bringing, and they don't no longer fit. Everything in the Bible still works, but our expressions culturally of how we do religion and how we practice our intimacy with God sometimes does. We need the new tools for the new seasons, and we have new spiritual intelligence as humanity has evolved into something that is closer to the return of Christ, both in immorality, but also the people who love Jesus, really love Jesus, and they need new tools, and they need new understanding of how to use the Bible and how to use prayer and worship. Some of you are going to bring those. I love Isaiah 45, verse 3. It says, I will give you the hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you know that I am the Lord. Some of you, when you discover these hidden doors, when you open up something, maybe it's, again, in the Bitcoin universe, or maybe it's something in the church world, or maybe it's something with creativity, maybe it's something with family or therapy or psychology, maybe it's something that's a prophetic encounter, and you see something, you're going to feel so blessed, like you know that the Lord is the Lord because he saved something for you. He saved a riches, or he saved a treasure. Reminds me of Jesus when he said, you know, if there's a pearl hidden in a field, then someone, that person, the parable, he said they would go and sell everything they own to go buy that field because of the pearl of great price. The treasure that's in that field is so valuable. And sometimes God hides something for us to find, for you uniquely to find, where you feel like, oh God, only you could have brought me to this point, to where I am the one who's stewarding this. Again, no elitism, no pride, but just because you know other people have the same moments when they walk with God. But there's that thing where it's like you feel called, set apart, selected by God. And that's, we should. We should feel like we're his chosen people, his royal priesthood. You know, Daniel 2:22, I love this scripture so much. Some of you need to just let the scripture wash over you. It says, he reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. This should give you confidence too in the season we're in, because so much darkness is being revealed around the world. And God is revealing and shaking up and allow deep and hidden negative things to come to light. He's also releasing the deep and hidden things of his nature, the deep and hidden things that he, I think of, you know, the universe, the world since time began, that God had these time release capsules of creativity, of knowledge of him, of inventions that had to be in one generation. Like you think of the printing press right before Martin Luther, you know, creates the thesis that he nails it to the Wittenberg door, and Protestant religion is formed by us being justified by our own faith. And the printing press was released just 100 years before, and it hadn't been used yet in a common way. And all of a sudden, Martin Luther releases it in a common way, and literacy goes up in a whole generation by a huge measure because everyone wanted to read the word. And you think of the things that God has in store for us as his people, and how he has time release capsules in your life of things that our technologies are going to open up the generation to see the light of Jesus. The hidden things are going to be revealed, and we're going to see the light that dwells in Christ. Not just the darkness will be revealed, but the light that dwells in Jesus will be revealed through these things. And some of you need to camp on that, sit with that, be in that space. Maybe you've seen a lot of negative right now. You're not looking for the light that dwells with Christ. You're not realizing that so many of the inventions, maybe you've seen all the negative conspiracy and even some reality about AI. And so you've like watched all the videos on YouTube by the Christians and the non-Christians about how AI is the setup for the Antichrist, the whole thing. But you haven't looked at what Jesus wants to do with it first. You know, I just watched one video on the Sean, I think it was Sean Ryan, or it might have been Tucker Carlson, where a man was sharing how, you know, demons are disembodied entities that are looking for a host or a body, and that they're going to find a place in AI. And I listen, it's true. Like, I feel like there's a measure of truth on that. I don't know what level of measure of truth on that, but it just feels real. But then there's the other side of like, but God also created man to create, and we're creating something that can also bring glory for those who use it for his glory. And God's going to release hidden doors and reveal hidden ways to bring glory to him. That's going to be so obvious to us, and it's going to be so useful to the world, but they won't have thought of it. They can't think of it because God's hidden it from them. And I think that that's really important, that you see that God's hidden properties and he's hidden technologies, tools, resources for you. He's hidden them so that he can get his glory out of them, so that when you emerge in this, or when you open this up for others, when you create a gateway for others to walk through, that because you saw the door, people are going to say, how did you do this? And there's only one answer. Jesus. Jesus brought me here. I love Acts 16, 6 through 10, where Paul's redirected in Macedonia, and the closed door led to the right open door. And it ended up bringing one of the first major church revivals after that, you know, the book of Acts chapter 2, where he goes in and sees all of Macedonia just gets, I mean, in history, what we learn in Bible school is Macedonia just gets a wave of God through it, and people get saved in a mass number. 1 Corinthians 16:9, a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And I wanted to bring this one up because many of you are this hidden door that's opening. There might be many adversaries, but this is a door for effective work that's being opened. And God, for Paul, he had a door of effective work open to the Gentiles, that he was able to reveal the gospel to the Gentiles in a way that nobody else had, which I'm a Gentile believer. I'm not a Jewish man. And so because Paul said yes, we're thousands of years later, a couple thousand years later, and we have the greatest religion on the earth with the most opening to people who aren't birthed out of the religion of that, or the race of that religion. We're not Jewish, but we were grafted in. And Paul had that great door open with full description that became canonized in the gospel because the Holy Spirit wrote through him. And it's so profound that we have this man who's saying, hey, when this great door opened for effective work, man, there are many adversaries to it. And we need to know that there's adversaries to the prophetic work that God has through us. But God's inviting his people. He's inviting you right now into places where innovation and creativity and influence are desperately needed by Christians, because you're going to bring a love, you're going to bring a peace, you're going to bring a system that's going to bring the opposite of what the enemy's trying to bring in. And it's going to be so needed, because the opposite of what the enemy's trying to bring in is glory, is goodness, is filled with God's nature and his spirit. And it's exactly what the world needs right now. And these doors, again, won't be obvious to the masses, but they're going to be undeniable when they're open. You guys are going to like look this way or look that way, and you're going to see a door, and it's going to require faith, resilience, stewardship, but it's going to multiply. It's going to multiply your work and God's work in you. And some of you are about to walk into assignments that look hidden right now. It's like maybe you've been hidden for a season. You know there's something coming. You don't know what it is. Let God open your eyes. Let him do it in his timing. Don't strive. Some of you know what the assignment is. You know exactly where God's calling you. And you know what? Let him do it. You can't make it happen. Don't be the Messiah. You already have one. He already paid a price for you. Don't be your own Messiah. Let Jesus be the Messiah. Let Jesus save you. Let Jesus bring you in. Let Jesus bring you forward. And in hindsight, you're going to see that God was lining this up for years, for your whole life. You're going to look back and go, wow, Romans 8:28, you used all things for my good. You know, we got to steward these open doors. Part of how we can do that, these hidden doors that are about to open for you, you got to stay sensitive to his voice. You got to stay real close to the word of God, both the Rhema and the Logos word. The Rhema word, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. The Logos word, the actual reading of the scripture. Don't chase every opportunity, but wait for God's yes. There's going to be a lot of opportunities that usually come right before the real one. That's how I mean, the enemy loves to wear us out before we do what we're supposed to do for God. So some of you are going to get all these things that bombard you to try and confuse you over what God actually wants to do in your life. So make sure to say no to even good opportunities until you have a yes in your spirit, until you have a discernment, a witness that says, this is what God's saying is the hidden door. This is what God's saying is my calling. This is what God's set me apart for. Because it's one of the biggest strategies I've seen of the enemy is when it rains, it pours, not just badness, but also the enemy tries to pour out all kinds of opportunities. He makes you very shiny in seasons when God's about to set you apart for a greater work. The enemy makes you very shiny. He gets you, I mean, even good people, good distractions. He'll give you a lesser role. So all of a sudden people will be interested in you and they offer you jobs, offer you value. Offer you like affirmation in a way you haven't had in a long time. And some of you can get tied into false responsibilities or false roles because you didn't wait long enough, because you didn't wait for what God had. So make sure to resist that warfare, because the reality is that sometimes the warfare comes in good packages. And we got to remember that. The second thing is be faithful in obscurity. Joseph's hidden faithfulness in prison prepared him for Pharaoh's palace. I mean, he was so prepared because of how God had done so much in the behind the scenes. And some of you are so prepared. I can't wait for you to emerge. We need you. I can't wait to know you in that space. Even if I never know you, even if we never see your influence visibly here, the space that you're called to occupy with Jesus is going to be made full because you go there. We need you there. And then guard your motives. When God opens a door, it's about your life giving him glory. It's not your promotion. It's not your gifts and talents being released. It's not your anointing or whatever. It's about Jesus being seen. It's about Jesus getting glory. It's about Jesus doing something. And again, I love the Forrest Frank example of our generation of saying, I don't want a trophy in the earth. I don't need somebody to recognize me. Heaven has recognized me already. It's nice when people do. It's affirming, but it's not going to be my identity. And it's so important to have our priorities right in the season and really lean into that humility of the hidden seasons you've had and expect the resistance. Like I said, it often comes and it confirms the most important parts of the assignment. So if you get resistance, like I've had some great resistance over the last year. And when you get that resistance, make sure to allow it to confirm the importance of what God's called you to. You know, God's going to multiply your impact and not your ego. And God's going to use your influence to serve, not just to shine. You're not just a shiny one, but you're going to serve and you're going to feel the difference of when it's just about you or it's about him, and lean into when it's about him and press into that. Because when it's about him, it multiplies and multiplies and goes really fast. When it's about you, it starts to shut it down and let God do something through you for him. Through you for him. Just as we close here, I want to say God's still opening these hidden doors today, just like he has throughout history. And when he does, he calls not just us to walk through them, but to steward what's on the other side for his kingdom. Don't be surprised if the door doesn't look glamorous, or if it may look ordinary, or even sometimes a small door that you feel like you barely fit through, but it's going to lead to extraordinary fruit. And if this message resonated with you, consider joining us at our Spiritual Growth Academy this month's class. Before I pray for you, it's all about me sharing and coaching you and how to hear God for yourself and then hear God for the world around you. You're going to so be coached. We're going to have sessions where we're going to put someone in the hot seat. We're going to pray over them. You guys are going to be sharing things. I'm going to coach you in how you're sharing it. We're going to talk about how to know God speaking to you for you so that we can look at what he is saying and then also look for trackable, tangible steps you can take. And it's going to be really profound as we do this. If you like what you're hearing, right before I pray for you, because I'm going to pray that God gives you the eyes to see those open doors. I feel like a calling to do that. I'm more in the prayer than in the notes here. But I do want to say, if you like this, if you like what we're doing here and exploring the prophetic and all the stuff we do in our ministry, if you could consider giving by going to donate.bullsministries.com, your partnership helps us so much to realize prophetic hope around the world. And we need that. People need to be positioned. People need to have an understanding of how God's talking to them. And we're helping you discern God for yourself. We're helping to give words of life and culture and in individuals' lives that are helping people to make great strides towards the kingdom. We get incredible fruit reports all the time from people just like you. And we love to hear from you. So make sure to email us too. Along with that gift, feel free to tell us why you're giving. If you're sowing into this word, or if there's something in our ministry that you're seeing, we'd love to hear from you. And remember, God's hidden doors are waiting, and what he opens, no one can shut. So let me pray. Jesus. Wow. You guys are getting my full nerd zone. This is my office where I have all my Marvel and toys and stuff. Don't be distracted by them. I just create and with God best and around the things that make me happy. And I know some of you are like that too. But I just pray for you right now that God opens your eyes, that he opens your spirit to see what's in front of you right now. Some of you are right in front of the door, and it looked normal yesterday. You couldn't really see it. It looked like a wall, or it looked like just a normal door that didn't even seem significant to go through. You're waiting for something bigger or flashier. But God's going to have you look at it again with his eyes. And you're going to not look at the door itself. You're going to look at that as a vehicle to get you on the other side where the opportunity is. And you're going to say, oh, wow, this is God. Lord, give us discernment over the doors you're bringing in our life. And I pray that you would shut down the voice of the enemy, shut down the voice of our inner critic, shut down the voice of unbelief, and open up the voice of love. Lord, you sound like a loving father. That's why you're the father. You sound like a helper, a counselor. That's why you're the Holy Spirit. You sound like a sacrificial lamb. That's why you're Jesus who went to the cross. Let us hear you that way. Unalign us from any other voice, God, that doesn't sound like you. And I pray that God would speak to you as we're talking right now, as we're doing this right now, that God would speak into your spirit. And even as you spend time with him all this week, that those times would be precious, that God would bring you into the scripture and that you would see things you've never seen before. Even before you see doors of opportunity or doors of alignment or assignment, God wants you to see hidden doors in the word that make you know him more. And some of you, the word hasn't been alive for you for a long time. Maybe it's been boring. Maybe it's been hard to press in. And I just pray that God will give you new tools, new ways to read the Bible, new ways to experience the Bible, new connections to the word. I pray that he would give you new excitement over it. I pray that just like sometimes we get burned out on working out, we get burned out on reading the Bible at times. And I pray that when we get burned out on reading the Bible, that God would show us how to refresh ourselves and renew ourselves in him and through him. Even youths grow tired and weary, but there's strength for those who wait. Lord, teach us to wait on you, even when we feel tired or burned out. God, reset us, refresh us, restore us. I just feel the Holy Spirit hovering over this video and just this time together. And I pray that you would take some time in the presence of God and that you would sense his presence and you would sense what is from him that he's shown you in these past few years and what you need to release and let go, and that he would show you even a pointer in the future of things that would bring hope and expectation in your heart for the future you have. Some of you have been maybe battling with depression or discouragement, or maybe you've been sad because of doors that have shut down or things that had to shift, relationships that are no longer there. And I just want to speak over you. God has something better in your future. Don't give up on your future. Don't give up on what Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit planned before time began. You are not at the end of your story. You can be at a new beginning of your story, but the one who authored inside of you will finish it. For those of you who are encouraged, those of you who are running full speed after the things that God's called you to, I pray that God would multiply the zeal you have in your heart right now, that the excitement that you have, even if you don't feel like a lot of natural celebration or there's not a lot of natural recognition from friends or family or people that you thought would be more on your team when things broke out, heaven is celebrating. Jesus is so excited that you understand, you get it. You're in the know with him, and he's going to start to bring more relationships around you that help you to pursue this with his fullness. And I pray over you that even in the times and seasons where you're alone, that you would not never feel alone because he's with you. God, just anoint us for this season. Let us feel like this is our time. Lord, season can be such an overused word, but we pray that in this time, we would feel the shifting from one place to another place, from one season to another season, that you're opening a door that only you could open and that nobody could shut for us. And I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. Thanks for being here, you guys. This is ending another episode of Exploring the Prophetic. If you like this, again, subscribe, hit notifications. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.